Lesson 7. Lessons learned from cases of construction and facilities management for mass displacements, including new trends, technologies, and practices. This lesson fulfills key learning objective 4 for this course, to analyze a mass displacement scenario and anticipate built environment related problems or issues, and to make recommendations to solve or alleviate them in terms of construction and facilities management. Numbers of forcibly displaced people fleeing conflict and natural disasters are increasing. According to the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, there are approximately 70.8 million people displaced globally. 41.3 million are internally displaced, 25.9 million are classed as refugees, and 3.5 million are designated as asylum seekers. These figures highlight the importance of key humanitarian workers sharing experiences and learning across sectors to improve conditions during mass displacement. That is, the rapid forced displacement of large numbers of people, for example, in Bangladesh and Syria. To alleviate mass displacement issues effectively, the system requires a coordinated response between stakeholders and clusters to strengthen disaster resilience in societies. The same is applicable to the built environment context. As identified in Lesson 1, the built environment has an important role to play and responsibilities in mass displacement. However, as identified in the same lesson, they cannot carry these roles alone. This lecture is about lessons learned from mass displacement studies, projects, and case studies in the context of the built environment. While humanitarian response coordination has developed significantly, sectors generally maintain siloed approaches with minimal cross-sectoral engagement and learning. The COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted that we need effective global and multi-sectoral approaches that account for disaster-resilient measures, where and how people live, and issues that will affect their quality of life, and ensure migrant and displaced populations are not left behind. Therefore, even in the built environment context, it is imperative that different problems and lessons are brought in from other sectors and areas. For instance, an example is introduced within this session on employment. Considering the level of occurrence of natural disasters and the increase in their intensity and level of impact to communities, environment, and to the whole society, the more we learn from past experiences, the better we are prepared for any future scenario. In this lesson, introducing the need for this session is highlighted first. As identified in Lesson 1, the three built environment aspects, that is, housing, infrastructure and wash services, and social spaces, will be considered when presenting different case examples. Most of the examples have been taken from recent sources to relate our current experiences. Also, almost all lessons learned are presented considering construction and facilities managers' roles. The format used to present these cases is first by looking at the current problem in the area or areas considered. For the built environment aspect of housing, temporary shelters, informal settlements, and unaffordable accommodation are the areas investigated. The case studies and examples chosen are purely based on the subjective views of the tutor. For each subtopic, problems posed within the area and relevant lessons are presented. Further problems and lessons are presented under the subtopics infrastructure and wash services and social spaces. It is hoped that, through these case studies and examples, more knowledge on mass displacement in the context of the built environment will be gained in order to implement more effective future actions.